Greetings, this is James Gillen on the As You Wish Talk Radio with the BBS Network, and we've got another great show today. We've got Ken Rolla, and he's a natural health educator and inventor from New Smyrna Beach, Florida, and he's open about sharing what he and many scientists and inventors that are having extraterrestrial guidance and contact in one form or another to develop technologies to help humanity. With a background in electrical engineering, physics, and computer science, for 23 years he worked a variety of jobs in the medical industry, from the patient level to the national policy level. A cutting-edge researcher, Ken has studied with many pioneers in the natural health movement. Currently, Ken's focus is developing natural solutions for new severe threats to our health, such as nuclear radiation, geoengineering pollutants, genetically modified foods, microorganisms, electromagnetic pollution, nanotechnology, biowarfare agents, depleted food, and other issues. And I can't think of a better person to have on the show right now because all these things are going on. So, Ken, welcome to the show. Are you with us, Ken?
Oh, that's interesting. One moment, please.
Sorry. My phone screwed up.
Oh, okay. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
Okay. No. Well, we kind of expect to have that kind of interference on this show. It kind of comes with the territory, especially with what we're talking about. But there's so many different ways we can go with this. And I think, you know, what I'd like to cover is I get so many calls and emails from people that are just getting hammered by some of the energy technologies, the HARP technologies, the geoengineering technologies, the everything from the chemtrails to the nanotechnology, and I know you've been working in that field for quite some time. So I'll just, you know, if you have some solutions or some ideas about that, I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, well, my job is to find or create solutions for these things. I've been teaching natural healing and health for the last 25 years or so. And I have kind of an unusual background to be doing that. My educational background is actually in electrical engineering. And so years ago, I had to heal myself of health issues and stepped outside of the mainstream medical system to do that. And so along the way, I learned basically how to eat and live and detox my body and take care of myself. And so ultimately, people wanted me to share what I learned, and so that's kind of how I got onto this path. But because of my background in engineering, I would see things in the biology or in the nutrition or whatever it was that a lot of people weren't seeing in these fields. And so when with the geoengineering stuff, it was really when the Fukushima nuclear disaster occurred that I was aware of geoengineering and chemtrailing probably the last 15 years or so, because I was seeing these same three metals showing up in people's bodies and testing. When I used to do individual consultations with people, I would keep seeing probably an 85% of my clients, barium, strontium, and aluminum showing up in their bodies. And I, right immediately when I started seeing this, suspected chemtrailing or geoengineering going on because I had been hearing about it. And so, but it wasn't until 2011, in March of 2011, when the Fukushima nuclear disaster occurred, that I knew what was headed our way in the form of nuclear fallout, because I had helped Chernobyl victims heal from radiation damage, and I knew from working with Chernobyl victims and other people with radiation poisoning the reality of what that fallout was going to do. And I knew it would be to the United States within a few weeks. So I started looking around for, so, well, first thing I did actually was I Googled scalar energy weapon, Fukushima scalar energy weapon, and one of the first things that came up was an interview with the Minister of Finance of Japan, stating on record in a video interview with the editor-in-chief of Forbes China that the United States had used scalar energy weapons against Japan, not just in Fukushima's case, but also two other times prior to that, to attempt to blackmail Japan into economic policies against China to keep China and Russia and these other nations' efforts at changing the world's reserve currency from the U.S. dollar to the Chinese yuan. So they had used these scale weapons against Japan to blackmail them into these economic policies, and twice Japan refused. They had used these weapons on the West Coast, according to this Minister of Finance. The United States had used these scale weapons on the West Coast of Japan twice before and created earthquakes, and Japan would not relent. And so finally, when they hit Fukushima, Japan relented. And so as I was Googling that, I figured, well, you know, I know from my own experience working with a lot of other advanced technologies, free energy and stuff like that, that if I can use these scalar weapons to create a problem, there's probably people that have scalar devices to solve problems. And so I looked around and found out, in fact, that there were people making technologies that would clear all kinds of pollution out of the atmosphere, not just nuclear fallout, but geoengineering pollutants. So that kind of set me, as it turns out, I was already manufacturing scalar energy devices, and so I spent about a year and a half experimenting and discovered that my technology could actually clear a large area, about 75 miles, of these pollutants, these nuclear fallout and geoengineering pollutants and others. And so that kind of set me on a path, and I started looking at who else was doing this kind of stuff out there, and it turns out the Russians are doing it extensively. There's a Russian physicist named Alexander Golod who was doing this with pyramids, building large pyramids out of fiberglass and wood. They would clear a 350-kilometer diameter of pollution of all kinds and have a slew of other really interesting benefits. Neutralizing radioactivity in the atmosphere and in groundwater, breaking down pollutants and toxins into non-toxic elements, healing people, improving crop growth and plant growth, a whole host of amazing things, including, as it turns out, in Golod's case, he built a 144-foot-high pyramid outside Moscow. And it was in a very large field, and they noticed these flowers growing in the field that no one had ever seen before. So Golod called in a botanist and had them identified, and it turns out they've been extinct on Earth for 11 million years. And so Golod theorized that these pyramids were able to bring in the pattern for these deceased plants. And so that gave me hope for the planet that we might actually be able to bring back extinct species. So that was kind of how in the beginning I got involved in this. And over the years, I've seen a lot of different technologies that can clear this stuff. A lot of people think that the chemtrailing and geoengineering is just a conspiracy theory. And so I do presentations on that. There's just massive amounts of evidence to the contrary. It's not at all a conspiracy theory. In fact, I mean, it's been on mainstream news. It's been, for example, David Keith, who's a Harvard professor, who's one of the major proponents of geoengineering. He's been all over mainstream television, including shows like The Colbert Report, talking about it and saying that we've been dumping 10 to 20 million metric tons of poisons in the atmosphere over decades, and that it was not publicly acknowledged for a long time because it was politically incorrect. But now they're getting bold enough to start getting people programmed into accepting this insane concept of putting poisons and acids into the atmosphere to supposedly counteract global warming or whatever. It's also, there are, you know, Congress is having meetings about this, which you can see publicly online. The U.S. Air Force has a paper online as well. About geoengineering, there are conferences being held about this. So it's not at all a conspiracy. It's not at all private. There's over 350 public patents for geoengineering technologies that you can see at geoengineeringwatch.org. So my first, typically when I'm discussing these things, I kind of dispel the myth that people kind of automatically have from their programming in their mind that this is some kind of conspiracy theory. You know, why would anybody be insane enough to do this? Well, if you've ever been around military people, you would understand why. But at any rate, it is happening. It's not at all a conspiracy, and there's mountains of evidence for it, hard evidence for it.
Yeah, we have such massive chemtrails. We get our extra dose here, you know, because, and we have actually, I think he's a colonel. I'll have to look again. But he was actually bragging how they were dumping on, he called us the ET Ranch, you know. He said, yeah, we just sprayed the hell out of the ET Ranch again, you know, and I guess they're upset with us talking about the ET, so we get, you know, an extra dose of chemtrails here or whatever else they're spraying. And we've had some very low-level spraying here where they came just right over the ranch. I've got photographs of it. And one time the chickens actually just went flat out for a while. It was like a nerve agent they sprayed. And it actually killed the males. It killed the roosters. But the females, the hens pulled out of it, you know, but for a while they were paralyzed. So, you know, I have no doubt. I know they're spraying it at least, you know, barium, aluminum, and strontium, but I think they're also spraying nerve agents and other. We've been finding mustard gas, all kinds of stuff in the chemtrails.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, desiccated human blood cells with GMO biowarfare agents embedded in them, nanoparticles, fly ash, which is toxic, all kinds of stuff that are going in there. And that's why, you know, when these geoengineers who are publicly talking about this stuff try to justify it by saying that they don't want to do it, but they got to do it to save the environment. It's such a joke, because how can you justify putting biowarfare agents in these aerosols, which, of course, they'll deny are in there, but in testing it shows up, you know, so it's nonsense.
Well, the plant is cooling down, actually. I mean, if you look at the...
Exactly.
Now, yeah, what I've noticed here is that their temperatures have been at least 5 degrees. I've even seen it 9 degrees off. In a lot of small towns, they've been fudging the numbers, and they got busted, actually, you know, putting out false numbers and false data. And actually, the truth of the matter is, if you look at the real statistics, the planet is actually cooling down.
Well, precisely, and the polar ice caps are actually growing, or they have been in recent years, and of course, that is dismissed as, oh, well, that's just a temporary cycle, and blah, 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 but... Yeah, I mean, there are multiple reasons, and I don't claim to know all of the reasons for what, you know, why they're doing this, but from what I do know and what I've been, not just been told, but experiences I've had with extraterrestrials, that there are multiple agendas going on and multiple levels of awareness about what's going on. I think it's about population reduction. I think it's about suppressing consciousness, and I think it's about terraforming the planet to get rid of the majority of the humans here and make it more conducive to certain extraterrestrial races.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's definitely a gray reptilian program going on here, and maybe even more. But yeah, we've seen that redundantly, and it just makes no sense other than population control. I've tried to look at all the different things. They're trying to say, well, we need a global shield, we need an electromagnetic shield, this, and this. But the bottom line is the toxins that they're putting in the chemtrails all point back to global population reduction.
Right, and it's known among advanced scientists and the ETs that if you want to fix the atmosphere, I mean, of course, the 900-pound gorilla in the room that nobody talks about is, if you really want to fix all this, just switch over to non-destructive implosive force energy production and get rid of all the pollution. You can clean up the pollution, including the radioactivity on this planet, very quickly, within a few months. Mm-hmm. There are technologies to do that. I've worked with them. I've seen them. You can even see them online. For example, if you go to YouTube and you search on Brown's gas, neutralized radiation, you can see a presentation done by a man who worked with a man named Yul Brown, who I also worked with back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Brown came up with a water fuel technology that not only could power everything non-toxically, it could clean up the air pollution and the water pollution, and it could neutralize radioactivity very quickly. So like Fukushima, for example, or Chernobyl and any others could be neutralized very quickly and cleaned up. But the reason, of course, it's not allowed out is because it would eliminate the nuclear weapons industry. You know, the nuclear power industry is really a justification for the nuclear weapons industry, but also the nuclear power industry makes the nuclear materials that the weapons industry uses, and that's kind of a unacknowledged truth about the nuclear industry. And there's tons and tons of money, of course, being made with all of this stuff. So, you know, I've had dinner, for example, with the CEO of the largest nuclear waste disposal company in the world. And I was telling him about these technologies, and he was absolutely not interested because he was making millions of dollars off of his job disposing of this waste. And so he just wasn't interested in it from that standpoint. But at any rate, there's no way that they can justify some of the things that they're putting in here as having to do anything to do with atmospheric conditions or global warming or anything like that. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I from my understanding, one physicist I talked to, he said that's how they're getting rid of a lot of the nuclear waste is through the chemtrails because they don't have any place to put it. And so, that might be why strontium is showing up, you know, quite a bit, you know, in the atmosphere. It's pretty insane. I think we're coming to a big crescendo here where all this stuff is going to be exposed, and hopefully the people behind it are going to be exposed. Because, you know, I've held devices in my hand. One device had 9 coils in it. Each coil put out 25,000 watts, and it was about the size of a pie pan. It also was counter-gravity. If you didn't put a governor on it, it would blow a hole through your ceiling. It would take off.
Yeah.
But, you know, these kind of technologies exist. And one of the inventors, he actually took some Rolls-Royce engines and hooked them up, and he's running them on water. And he bought a coal plant, an old coal plant, and converted it, and now he's running, you know, the generators on water, basically, with these Rolls-Royce engines that are converted to show that there is no need at all for nuclear energy anymore. And that's his dinosaur. That's his dinosaur model.
But yeah, I mean, I've worked with a lot of free energy technologies. I've witnessed them. Brown's gas, for example, back in the early 90s, I think it was 95, Brown demonstrated it to 5 Department of Energy officials and a bunch of senators and congresspeople. And, with physicists and engineers, they're measuring it and observing it. And it was interesting, the Department of Energy officials' reaction was, this is impossible, this breaks all the laws of physics, blah, blah, blah. And it's because they couldn't escape their programming from their education. And in fact, this stuff doesn't break laws of physics. It's not over unity. What it's doing is bringing energy in from other frequencies or dimensions of time and space. This scalar energy, the so-called scalar energy, it's this superluminal light, and it can be harvested and slowed down and turned into other forms of energy. And that's what's going on in all these different devices, whether it's water fuel or Tesla coils or whatever. It's basically capturing this energy and converting it into conventional forms of energy that we're familiar with and we can measure.
Yeah, we've got to just somehow, what I always felt like is that the way to get this, I mean, all these technologies are here already on the planet and they're being built in garages everywhere, but the only way this is going to get out is for the somehow to provide protection and laws that will actually, you know, investigate and take out the people stopping, you know, these technologies.
That's very true, and, you know, I learned in working with Ewell Brown and other people that it has to be given away, it has to be open source, and it has to be done massively and very quickly.
Okay. So the solutions to some of this stuff, I know you provide some of the solutions. I don't know what you can or cannot talk about, so I'll just leave that up to you. But I'm wondering, I know one first thing, people need to get the heavy metals out of their system, you know, the aluminum, the barium, and strontium, you know, that's one technology. There's other, like, nanotechnology they seem to be hitting people with. I know I've been getting hit by that intensely, not just nanotechnology, but it's being activated by some kind of either scalar waves or HARP technology.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you have any kind of solutions to that kind of nonsense to help us, you know, either shield from it or clean it out of our system.
Yes. All of the above. There are ways to get it out of the body. There are ways to keep it from coming down on you, and at least in your, where you're located. And there are ways to actually transmute some of this stuff within the body as well. There's some really amazing technology that has come out. Some of it has come from extraterrestrial sources, as a matter of fact. I know some people who have developed some of these supplements, for example, that will neutralize radioactivity in the body, that have told me that they got the formulas from Arcturian ETs, for example. So, and I know in my experience working with my own technologies and also working with other scientists and inventors that a lot of them, if not most of them, are getting downloads of various kinds from extraterrestrial sources or possibly sources from these races that live inside of the Earth. You know, Corey Good has been coming out with more information about them, but I've definitely been given information over my lifetime from sources within the Earth and extraterrestrial, and a lot of scientists and people helping on this planet are getting these downloads as well. But for specific solutions for getting this stuff out of the body, for nanotech and biowarfare agents, there's a product called Cosiva Advanced TRS, which is a nano-zeolite, and it is zeolites are minerals that are created when lava hits water, particularly ocean water, and it shocks the atomic structure, and you wind up with these little geodesic balls, kind of like geodesic domes, and they have a very strong charge on the inside of them. And so the Cosiva company has figured out how to break them down into individual little cages or balls, and so they can go anywhere in the body that water can go. And they will latch on to nanoparticles, they'll latch on to viruses and bacteria and pathogens. They don't target anything beneficial to the body, because one thing that these pathogens and nanoparticles have in common is that they have a strong positive charge. And they also, pathogens, like these GMO pathogens, these biowarfare agents that are being sprayed, they can be isolated by charge, they can be isolated by their protein structures and certain commonalities. So you can target them with different kinds of technologies, some energetic, some supplements and things, food and herbs in some cases, that will pull them out of the body. So the advanced TRS nanozeolites are a great one. There's, there's a whole slew. We have a really interesting product for, I found this out personally. I got radiation poisoning from some food I ate three times. And I had to figure out how to neutralize radioactivity in my body really quick, because I got really sick very fast and probably wouldn't have made it. But fortunately, it was a big spirit trick, because I had been testing a particular supplement that claimed to remove radiation from the body, and that saved me. I was already taking it for a few weeks and testing it, and when I ingested this salad that apparently had some hot particles on it, it went into my guts, and it started burning, and I could tell something was very, very seriously wrong, and thought I was going to have to go to the hospital. And normally what I do when if I have something like that happen, I will get testing using quantum biofeedback, which is some very advanced technology that can tell what's going on in the body. And I couldn't get access to my local practitioner for about 5 days. So it turns out I was taking the nanozeolites, I was taking this this stuff called Rad Detox, which is a water with monoatomic minerals in it that are programmed with the scalar anti-frequencies of all known radioactive elements. So when you ingest this stuff, it will actually radiate scalar frequencies opposite of radioactive elements in the body, and that will actually neutralize the radioactivity. And so and as it turns out, I didn't know this at the time, but once I did get hooked up to the quantum biofeedback, that actually can neutralize radioactivity in the body as well, because it can actually alter matter because it uses scalar energy. And scalar energy is basically a superluminal light that is what really everything is made of. This scalar energy is zooming through the cosmos, going way beyond what we've been told is the speed of light. But it is light, and it slows down and coagulates into this three-dimensional reality that we have, into, you know, the physical physical mass, and then also the electromagnetic spectrum of energy. And so, I discovered that this rad detox, ingest this stuff, Skio session, the nanozeolites, those will pull radiation out of the body and other toxins out of the body, and the rad detox will actually continue protecting you, which is kind of interesting. And then there are other, there are tons of foods and herbs that will pull this stuff out of the body. Ashwagandha is a really good one. Hoshu Wu. There are herbal radiation formulas, Dr. Morse in Florida has a radiation formula. And then clays also are very good for the radioactive elements from uranium on up on the periodic chart. Those are known as transuranic elements, and their particle sizes are too large to float through the body, but they'll get into the gut and, of course, cause lots of damage. And so clays will actually pull those out. So I like to use some stuff called sacred clay. You can also use bentonite clay or charcoal. Those are all good for pulling that kind of stuff out. And then it's also been discovered in Japan that apple pectin is really phenomenal for pulling this stuff out of the body. Also liposomal vitamin C. Many, many things. And then for these pathogens, biowarfare agents, there's a really cheap solution for any kind of infection or biowarfare bug, any of these, even these GMO ones, called chlorine dioxide. And chlorine dioxide is basically a bleach, and when you take it diluted in small doses, it will go into the body and convert to massive amounts of oxygen, and that will kill these pathogens like nobody's business.
Huh. So now, is that like MMS? I think they call it...
Yeah, MMS. I prefer to use the ready-made version of it called CDS, or chlorine dioxide solution, because it tastes much better. You know, MMS has a really strong taste, and people get sick of it after taking it a while. But the CDS, you can put it into lemonade sweetened with stevia, and it's really easy to do. And it just works wonders for killing off pathogenic infections.
Yeah. I know I've got some things going on with my body because I went to Japan on a lecture series, and I don't know if I got it there or I just got it from what they're spraying here, but my skin, I've had this skin thing that just will not go away. I mean, I've hit it with everything under the sun, and it just does not want to go away. So maybe come up with some ideas on that, but it's something that I'm seeing over and over with people. They keep calling up and they're going, you know, I've got this, my skin's been breaking out, you know, all over, and I can't figure out what it is. And you go to the doctor and they say, oh, that's just eczema, you know, and they give you a cream and that doesn't do it. But I'm wondering, have you probably heard about this? Because I'm getting tons of email from people that are saying, you know, they're getting this Their skin's been breaking out, and they don't have any idea of what it is, and the doctors can't figure it out either. And I think it's some kind of a Morgellons or something.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I have helped people with Morgellons heal it, and that is a GMO pathogen. It's a cross between a bacteria and a fungus. And typically people will – it's usually people who have diets that are high in sugars and starches and acid. And then a lot of times they may get out and be gardening or something where they're exposed to the chemtrailing on a high amount, and kind of creates a perfect storm in the body for an environment to foster these pathogens to grow. But you can kill them off with the CDS and with the nanozeolites and other products. There's a product called Accelerated Silver that's really good for killing off pathogenic infections in the body. And also good old-fashioned... medical marijuana or CBD will do it as well. Hemp paste, as a matter of fact, is one of my favorites. I've used a lot of different CBD oils, and I know that the DEA has just declared CBD extracts to be a Schedule I drug, but I don't think that's going to hold up because there's too much opposition to it. But for folks that are interested, if you go to hemppaste.com, you can get hemp paste that is much more powerful than any CBD oil that I've tried, and I've tried a bunch. But that, it's an amazing heal-all. It detoxes the body, it detoxes the liver, It heals all kinds of stuff, cancer, bone density issues, osteoporosis, nervous system disorders, autism, all kinds of things. It's just absolutely amazing. Epilepsy. My office manager had an epileptic dog that was having seizures, and the vet told her that the dog was going to die from the seizures if they didn't get under control, so she gave him some hemp paste, and in 24 hours, seizures were gone. And they stayed gone. She continued to give it to him, and they stayed gone. So it's an amazing. There are lots and lots and lots of foods and herbs and supplements that you can get to pull this junk out of the body and to heal yourself up. But what you need to do initially is get some diagnostics that mean something that will tell you what's really going on. And I use quantum biofeedback for that. There's a device called a QXCI SCIO, and that's spelled S-C-I-O, and its newer cousin, the Indigo. Those machines can identify bioware agents in the body. It can identify toxins. It can identify mineral deficiencies, emotional issues, you name it. It's just unreal. And those devices are not FDA-approved as diagnostic devices, so no practitioner is going to tell you that they can diagnose you. But the reality of it is, in my experience, at the very least, it's a good screening device that will point you in the right direction.
Yeah, I think too, some of the practitioners, though, I know some people that have those devices, and I don't think they're very well trained in them, but I think the practitioner is important.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've got to get somebody who's got a good 10 years experience and knows what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I have met SCIO practitioners who were no good because they just didn't really have the experience and they didn't know what they were doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, the SCIO, do you have to be in person or can that be done long distance?
Well, that's an interesting thing. Once you get connected to it and it reads your body's energetic pattern, the skateaway pattern of your body, it's like a unique blueprint or fingerprint. And once it's done that, then it can work on you remotely anywhere in the cosmos because the energy that it's using is what physicists call non-local. It's scalar energy, which is interdimensional energy that does not travel through space the way electromagnetic waves do. So mm-hmm. that machine, once you've been hooked up to it, it can zap you, it can read you, and it can send energy back into the body and help accelerate healing. And I have done that on several occasions where I was traveling on the road doing speaking tours and got food poisoning or something and called my practitioner up who was thousands of miles away and said, zap me. And she did, and then I was fine. So,
yeah.
You know, and in some cases, she's done it when I didn't know that she was doing it. And so it was so blatantly obvious when it was going on. So it's not just placebo. I mean, it, mm-hmm. you can prove that this stuff is not just placebo.
Yeah, I had somebody do it with me, and I didn't know at the time they were doing it, but I felt like somebody was massaging my brain, you know, from the inside. And I go, what the heck is this going on? And then they told me later that they were running the SCIO, you know, and I said, you might want to give me a heads up. You know, I thought I was having contact or something, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I keep having new and different experiences with it. A few months ago, I probably do at least 12 sessions a year because I'm always testing supplements with it and stuff. It can test any substance and tell how beneficial it is for you, and also it can tell you how much of it to use. And so I use it a lot for screening supplements before I do more testing. And I just out of sheer ignorance, I drank a bottle of this stuff called Liquid Mana, which is a water that with these monatomic minerals in it. It's been programmed with a frequency of oxygen. And normally you're supposed to drink maybe a quarter cup of this stuff. Well, I drank a 16-ounce bottle because I'm used to doing stuff like that. And then I went and got a SCIO session. And, man, I was getting zapped. Like, the way this machine works, you've got straps hooked to your forehead and your ankles and your wrists. And mm-hmm. it will read the skater energetic signature of the body at different levels of granularity. Let's say it can look at cells or organ systems or the whole body. They can look at the emotions and all kinds of stuff. And so as it's doing its thing, first it's reading me, and then it's sending energy back in to kind of counterbalance things. And, man, when it started sending energy back in, I started seeing all these lights flashing and geometric patterns of lights and all kinds of crazy stuff. And when I got done with the session, I had these four And I actually had 6 lines burned into my forehead. Not bad, but it was like I could feel all these needles, felt like needles sticking me in the forehead. Turns out the electrodes, because I had raised the superconductivity of the body so much with this liquid manna drink, it was zapping the heck out of me, and I got a lot better results with it because I raised the superconductivity in the body. So there's, you know, just more and more really cool stuff coming out about all these solutions. And, you know, one thing that I always tell people, because a lot of times when people hear about all this chemtrailing and stuff, they get depressed and think that, you know, the Earth's going to hell in a handbasket. But I've worked with solutions for all of these problems that we have on this planet from a physical standpoint. And the big trump card that we all have that people need to remember is that consciousness creates reality. You know, it's not some metaphysical metaphor. You know, I actually have a YouTube video on the physics of consciousness, and people can see kind of how the mechanism works. But when you get that consciousness creates reality, the polarities of, I mean, consciousness is a type of scalar energy, and it always has polarities. So the polarities of this consciousness that's creating these problems, the opposite polarities are always there simultaneously creating the solutions. And so all you have to do these days is look around, do some Googling, and you can find the solutions. You know, they're out there. So that's what I do. I find the solutions, or I create the solutions, and I put them together so that we've got effective solutions for these crazy threats to our health.
Yeah, it's sad that we have to do that, but my thing is, let's just get rid of the problem. You know, let's go to the source.
Exactly.
And get rid of these guys, and then we could live a whole and healthy, happy life, you know.
That's it. And there are lots of good people in these systems and outside of these systems that are working on that. I didn't want to wait around for that change to happen, so I just said, screw it, I'm going to make something that's going to clear this crap now. And there are other people doing that. There are actually thousands of people all around the world that are making devices to stop this chemtrailing and keep it from even coming down on people.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that people don't know, and is that they think, oh, gosh, I just have to put up with this stuff. Well, no, you don't. You can build pyramids and clear it, as a matter of fact, and you don't have to build big pyramids. I teach people how to make little 6-inch pyramids, and you stick 5 or 6 of those out in your backyard, that'll clear a 50-mile diameter. It's just knowing what to do.
Yeah, we've got, actually I have a pyramid here on the property that's 20 foot. It's about, you know, we actually use it as a massage room. And we also have a lot of these Oregon pyramids. They're pretty big. There's a woman, I don't know if you know Michelle Hood. Have you ever heard of her?
No, I don't.
Yeah, she makes these amazing pyramids, and they're all, she does a lot of internal work on them and meditates on them, and, you know, what kind of geometric pattern to put them in, what kind of crystals, everything, and they're amazing. But I've just got a couple of those, and I'm going to set them out in the field and see what happens here.
Yeah, but, and that's what, you know, I teach people is that, you know, do like Michelle does. Go within, get your answers from within, and you'll see how to build these things. I mean, I teach classes on how to build these devices, and there are other people doing it. And so, you know, just intuit it. Go within and trust your intuition and build something and see what happens.
Yeah, we'll have to get you out here sometime to the ranch and check it out. Maybe have you come out and do a workshop or do a lecture.
Absolutely.
But I don't know if you heard about the East City Ranch, but it's actually a vortex.
I've seen it on your website.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy what goes on here. And, you know, it's a vortex. So we have the really high level stuff going on. We have the low level stuff trying to stop it. You know, so you're always working both ends trying to keep the energy clear.
Yeah, that's it.
But it's a pretty amazing place. But we have people from all walks of life come through here. You know, top
that
physicists.
That brings up a good point too. You know, people don't realize, but there is an energetic war for consciousness going on this planet. And you know, at the upper echelons of the military-industrial complex, they know very well about these energies and the frequency of consciousness and all, and they are using technologies to manipulate the Earth's energy grid and suppress consciousness and suppress health with it. And so most people don't get that there's this war for consciousness going on. And so you can build devices, you can do things like meditation, detoxing your body, yoga, you know, particularly Kundalini yoga and things like that, that can counteract this stuff. But that's where we're at these days.
I agree. I always tell people there's a transdimensional war going on, you know, for consciousness, and people need to realize, you know, there are unseen forces at work down there, and they are inspiring, you know, a lot of the military industrial guys and things like that, and a lot, especially a lot of politicians, and, you know, I don't even want to go into the pedophile thing, but it's all part of that.
Yeah.
It's all part of that big mess, but I think we're going to be undergoing a big cleanup here real soon.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I see. It's definitely the powers that be are quickly losing their power from what I'm seeing and hearing, particularly behind the scenes. It was, you know, speaking like this, even on a show like this, you know, 5 years ago would be extremely dangerous, and not that it's safe to do, but it's much, much easier to do these days than it used to be, because there are a lot of people within these organizations that don't like what's going on, and they're helping to stop it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's the white hats and it's really tricky right now to figure out who is the white hat and who is the dark hat, because it seems like the dark hats are saying all the right things and making all the promises and everything, but you know, it's there's nothing about personal empowerment in there. You know, it's all
exactly.
We'll do it for you. We'll take care of you. We'll do this and but their history shows exactly the opposite.
Well, and that's it. And you know, that's exactly it. A few weeks ago, I met what he considered himself to be a white hat assassin, a person who goes out and assassinates quote bad guys and protects quote good people. And you know, and it's like, I don't know how you. It's funny how people justify this stuff in their heads, but it's like, you know, to me, murder is murder, and there's nothing white hat or good about that. But the reality is there are a lot of really nasty people and non-human beings on this planet that are doing really nasty stuff. And there are other people and ETs and such that are counteracting it. And some of it is really nasty stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. It's kind of like I have mixed emotions about that. Part of me, yeah, murder is murder, but you know, I also realize that some of these people are they're so narcissistic, they're so bent on evil, they've been completely taken over, and there's just nothing redeemable there. And so part of me is really glad that these guys are out there taking care of business, and another part of me, I'm really glad that I don't have to do it.
Well, that's it. It's kind of part and parcel of the reality that we're in at the moment, and you know, I prefer to keep my vibration high and to really stay focused on manifesting the reality that I want and not become a part of that reality. But there are. I know people who are doing a lot of really good things on this planet, and they're being protected by some characters who have to do some really nasty work. And but ultimately, this whole paradigm's got to change, and it is going to change because that level of consciousness can't continue to exist. It'll self-destruct.
I agree. I've always said that these people aren't frequency specific to the evolution of Earth and her ascension process. So they are going to implode. You know, it's just a matter of how much damage are they going to do on the way out.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm all for the implosion, you know.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
You know, we all have to adjust too. Yeah. So I'm sorry.
But
we all have to adjust to these energies. We all have a little bit of, you know, darkness in us that we have to deal with, you know, when these new energies come in.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, what I kind of see this biblical parting of the ways going on, you know, just look around and you see the people that are trying to hang on to the old paradigm are self-destructing and suffering immensely. And people who are at least seeking change and seeking improvement in their lives, those are the people who are going to weather through things just fine.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I'm seeing, you know, and I've been seeing some really good people becoming very angry and very aggressive and just wanting to take, you know, take the heads off and things like that. And I kind of try to tell them, I said, you know, that energy, you know, you better practice loving detachment if you're going to do something like that, because you're becoming part of the problem.
Exactly.
You know, by holding those energies, and mm-hmm. You know, it's accelerating, it's getting worse and worse, and so it's all a matter of, you know, we can't keep projecting the demons outside of ourselves. You know, we have to deal with our own demons first, and then we can deal with the other ones.
Exactly. You know, Corey Good has a really wonderful saying. He said, you can't get a positive out of a negative. So you go trying to do something in a negative way, you're not going to get a positive outcome.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's so much information coming in right now, but ultimately it's up to the people to wake up and get busy. You know, it's not stop looking for external saviors.
Exactly. And that's kind of the rule of thumb that I tell people when you're looking for answers. First of all, go within. Do the inner work, do the spiritual work, do the meditation, you know, do the cleansing, the detoxing physically and emotionally. And when you're seeking outside help and guidance, if that guidance is not about you empowering yourself, if it's trying to make you dependent on something outside of yourself for your happiness or your health or whatever, then that's a red flag right there. You're on the wrong path. You know, it's like whatever resources you're using to shift and grow and change and improve your life, it's always got to be about empowering yourself and being independent and self-reliant, as opposed to depending on somebody or something outside of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people often ask me, how many followers do you have? And I said, well, if I do my work right, none. You know,
exactly.
Because people need to lead themselves, you know, from their own heart and soul, and make their own personal connection with Source,
exactly.
Whatever you want to call it.
That's it. But, I mean, it's like the stuff that I sell on my website. I teach people how to make it, you know. Go do this, go make it. And 90% of them aren't going to do it. They're just going to buy it. But at least the people that do want to make it themselves, they can do it, you know, and they don't have to be dependent on me.
Now, what is your website? What's the best way to connect with you to get some of these products?
My main website is freshandalive.com. And for people who are interested in information and my work, my blog at freshandaliveblog.com is where I've got a lot of videos and articles about various things. And I'm on Facebook and other social media, although these days not as much as I used to be. But that's how people can connect with me. And I also do a few events around different places throughout the year. So I think I'm going to be in Philly in April and probably New York City and New Jersey and in that area of the country.
Yeah, I haven't done a lot on. I've done a little bit on the East Coast, not a whole lot, but I've been doing a heck of a lot of work on the West Coast and Mexico and Canada and things like that. But the I need to do more of a presence. I did Detroit. I went and did that Awaken Aware Expo in Detroit, which went really well.
Yeah, but, I tend to avoid large conferences because of the kind of work that I do. I really don't want to attract a lot of attention, and these big conferences usually have, you know, government spooks and stuff there. And so I've turned down a lot of offers to speak in places.
But
a lot of people, my work is behind a lot of other people's work. A lot of big name people.
I've meditated, and they've told me not to go to certain conferences just because of, you know, they had facilities there and they would love to grab me and take me down into their basement.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, we have to realize that is a possibility, you know, in this work.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely want to find out more about, especially the CDS and the you know, the New Zealites and the Skio. I need to find a good practitioner here in the area.
For people who are interested in the Skio or the Indigo, you can go to my website, and there's actually a page with some links to Skio practitioners around the country. The address is services.freshandalive.com. If you go there, you'll see there's a lady there named Gage Tarrant, who is the top Skio trainer in the world and Indigo trainer, and there's some links to lists of Skio practitioners that you can, you know, find in your area. Anybody who's associated with Gage Tarrant is going to be good, because if she's trained them, they're going to be good.
Yeah, sounds great. She sounds like another person I probably need to get on the show or something. Does she do interviews?
Yeah, she does interviews, and she's great. She's brilliant.
I had somebody run a program on me once, and they said, oh, my God. They said, have you been doing chemotherapy? And I said, hell no. I said, it's here's a 97% doesn't work, you know. And they said, well, you're showing all the stuff of, like, you've done chemotherapy. And I said, well, it's come from the air, the food, or somewhere else, because there's no way I would ever do that. And they found mustard gas. They found everything, you know, in my system. And they said, I'm surprised you're still walking, you know. And I said, well, I think I'm animating my body, you know. But it's,
well, you can get that stuff out.
Yeah, I need to really focus on that. That's going to be my focus this year, is getting all that, whatever's left out of my system. Mm-hmm. But I think that's why I was looking, you know, at your information too, because it fits right perfectly in line with what we all need to do right now, is get this garbage out of our system and find ways of preventing it.
That's it. I mean, when you, and the point being, I mean, of course, everybody wants to be healthy and happy, but when you get this junk out of your bodies, you become much, much more awake and aware and smart and beautiful and everything else. It's like your morphology and your physiology are really transformed and screwed up by these toxins. You know, when I go, mm-hmm. for example, on rare occasions, when I go into a regular grocery store, you know, everybody's obese, everybody's sick, everybody's obviously, I mean, they look like mutants. They don't look like human beings. They look like mutants. And and it's because they are full of GMO food and full of these toxins they're breathing in. They have no clue. And, you know, it really changes the morphology. So when you detox the body, you heal it up, you're eating a predominantly live food diet, juicing, doing those kinds of things, you look better. You don't just look happier and better frame of mind. It's like your morphology changes, and you look more beautiful. You look better.
I notice they don't even smile. You know, you walk in, you know, it's very hard to even find a smile sometimes when you go in public. You go, wow, you know, every once in a while you see a young person or somebody that's actually lit up. You know, and, you know, I always thank them. I said, hey, thanks for holding space, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And, man, I used to, when I worked in the corporate world, people would ask me, what the hell are you smiling at? Like it was a bad thing. I'm just happy.
the locals here I used to go in for breakfast in the morning. I'd get up and I'd do my practices and things, not go and have breakfast in the morning. All the locals go, he's hiring a kite, man. I don't know what that guy's smoking or doing, but you know. And so they're making up all these rumors and everything, and I said, I don't do any drugs. It's just a way of life. We're coming up to the end of the hour. We just got 2 or 3 minutes left, so I want again, you know, thank you for coming on the show and the work that you're doing. You know, keep up the good work and giving people solutions. And what's the best way, again, to get in touch with you and get some of the products that you have out there?
My main website is freshandalive.com. And, you know, you can, my email address and everything is on there. It's difficult to get in touch with me directly because I'm so busy and I have so many demands on my time and I travel a lot. But people can certainly contact me through there. And then if people want to see some of my teachings or work, my blog at Fresh and Alive blog is a good place. And also I post a lot of stuff on Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said you had a YouTube channel as well?
I do, and usually whatever I put on my YouTube channel, I also post on my blog. But the YouTube channel, if you just search on Fresh and Alive on YouTube, you can pull that up, and there are links to it from my website as well.
Great. You know, I sometimes wish I had a 3 or 4 hour program, because I know we could go on forever, but I'll have you back on the show. But definitely I think people really need to get in touch with, you know, the technologies and what you have there, you know, the things you offer, because, you know, it is a war going on. You know, it's a war for your body and a war for your consciousness. And I think you have some major solutions there that people need right now.
Yeah, and you know, it's important for people to remember that, you know, the point of doing all this stuff is to be happy. Years ago, I heard somebody interview the Dalai Lama, and I said, "What's the meaning of life?" And he said, "The meaning of life is to be happy."
Yeah.
And so, you can be. you know, if you're in pain or you're sick or you're depressed or whatever, you can turn that around. You can be happy. You can be healthy. You can be like Forrest Gump and be happy for no particular reason. I mean, you know, yeah. You've seen some of the topics that I can talk about that I sent you, and I've had this crazy Forrest Gumpian life that I don't really think about. When I start writing down all the things that I've done in my life, it's like, wow, this is crazy.
Uh-huh.
But everybody can have that, you know, if you just let go of the mind control and, you know, break out of watching television and being programmed and that kind of stuff and start changing your programming and healing up your body and your mind, you can be happy and healthy all the time, even if they're spraying chemtrails on you.
Yeah, it's our natural state, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, when we make our own personal connection with, you know, with God, Creator, Source, whatever you want to call it, you know, you get that bliss going, you know, and it is your natural state, and it's just a matter of getting rid of the baggage, you know, that's holding you back from that. So I always tell people, it's, you know, what are you so happy about? And I just said, no reason, you know. It's like,
yeah,
it's
no,
I don't have a
reason.
It's just my natural state, you know. So
exactly.
Hopefully to hold it. Well, again, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. We're out of time.
Oh, my great pleasure, James.
And keep up the great work, and we'll be talking soon.
All right. Take care.
All right. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. Signing off. Have a great evening.